Then was it declared to Holofernes, the chief captain of the army of Asshur, that the children of Yashar had prepared for war, and had shut up the passages of the hill country, and had fortified all the tops of the high hills, and had laid impediments in the champaign countries. Wherewith he was very angry, and called all the princes of Moab, and the captains of Ammon, and all the governors of the sea coast. And he said unto them, Tell me now, ye sons of Canaan, who this people is, that dwell in the hill country, and what are the cities that they inhabit, and what is the multitude of their army, and wherein is their power and strength, and what king is set over them, or captain of their army, and why have they determined not to come and meet me, more than all the inhabitants of the west? Then said Achior, the captain of all the sons of Ammon, Let my sovereign now hear a word from the mouth of your servant, and I will declare unto you the truth concerning this people, which dwells near you, and inhabits the hill countries, and there shall no lie come out of the mouth of your servant. This people are descended of the Casdim, and they sojourned heretofore in Aram Naharaim, because they would not follow the mighty ones of their fathers, which were in the land of Casdi, for they left the way of their ancestors, and worshipped the Father of Heaven, the Father whom they knew. So they cast them out from the face of their mighty ones, and they fled into Aram Naharaim, and sojourned there many days. Then their father commanded them to depart from the place where they sojourned, and to go into the land of Canaan, where they dwelt, and were increased with gold and silver and very much cattle. But when the famine covered all the land of Canaan, they went down into Mitzrayim and sojourned there, where they were nourished, and became there a great multitude, so that one could not number their nation. Therefore the king of Mitzrayim rose up against them, and dealt subtly with them, and brought them low with laboring and brick, and made them slaves. Then they cried to their father, and he smote all the land of Mitzrayim with incurable plagues, so the Mitzrayim cast them out of their sight. And Yahuwah dried the Red Sea before them, and brought them to Mount Sinai, in Kadesh Barnea, and cast for all that dwelt in the wilderness. So they dwelt in the land of the Amorim, and they destroyed by their strength all them of Cheshbon, and passing over the Jordan, they possessed all the hill country. And they cast for it before them the Kenaim, the Perizi, the Yebusi, and the Shikmi, and all the Girgashim, and they dwelt in that country many days. While they sinned not before their father, they prospered, because the father that hates iniquity was with them. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captives into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their father was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemies. But now are they returned to their father, and are come up from the places where they were scattered, and have possessed Jerusalem, where their sanctuary is, and are seen in the hill country, for it was desolate. Now therefore, my sovereign and governor, if there be any error against this people, and they sin against their father, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. But if there be no iniquity in their nation, let my sovereign now pass by, lest their Yahuwah defend them, and their father be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world. And when Achior had finished these sayings, all the people standing round about the tent murmured, and the chief men of Holofernes, and all that dwelt by the seaside and in Moab, spoke that he should kill him. For say they, we will not be afraid of the face of the children of Yashar, for lo, it is a people that have no strength nor power for a strong battle. Now therefore, sovereign Holofernes, we will go up, and they shall be a prey to be devoured of all your army. Hallelujah. This was the reading of Yehudith 5.